From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The fallout from the action of one Republican senator to block a vote on a package of spending extensions pending in the Senate is starting to be fully felt today. Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky says that measure would boost the budget deficit. Congressional leaders are scrambling to find a way to overcome Bunning's action, which has left hundreds of thousands of Americans looking at a cutoff of unemployment benefits, doctors anticipating a sharp cut in Medicare payments, and states preparing to lay off workers as major highway projects are put on hold. From member station WUSF, Steve Newborn says Vice President Joe Biden visited a highway construction site in Florida today and spoke out against Bunning's stall.
Biden faulted the Kentucky Republican for filibustering a Democratic spending bill that would extend unemployment benefits, Medicare payments, and money for highways and transit programs.
At a time when so many families are in so much pain, we shouldn't be shutting off the few valves of relief that are available out there for people. We should be opening that spigot a little wider, not shutting it down.
Bunning has said he wants the spending bill's $10 billion price tag to be offset by budget reductions instead of adding to the federal deficit. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Rescue crews and government troops in Chile are just getting to some of the areas hardest hit by the earthquake that devastated parts of that country. Richard Reynolds reports troops are having to contend with a surge in looting and rising anxiety among survivors in the city of Concepcion.
In Concepcion State, hundreds are feared dead in collapsed buildings, and a relatively mild tsunami has caused enormous damage in seaside towns to the south of Santiago. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to arrive in Santiago after a planned trip to South America. Supplies are beginning to arrive in the afflicted region. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Santiago.
President Obama is proposing a get-tough plan for raising educational standards at the nation's worst-performing schools.
We'll not only challenge states to identify high schools with graduation rates below 60%, we're going to invest another $900 million in strategies to get those graduation rates up.
Mr. Obama says the money would go to school districts that reduce dropout rates or even shut down schools that fail to show improvement. A new report on manufacturing activity shows that sector is leading the way in the economic recovery. Manufacturing registered its seventh straight month of growth in February. Norbert Orr with the Institute for Supply Management says manufacturers are also starting to look at bringing on more workers.
They're now more willing to replace employees as necessary or to add to payrolls.
In another report out today, the Commerce Department says personal spending was up in January by 0.5%. The stock market had a positive reaction to the economic data, with stocks opening the week with gains, the Dow up 76 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The new head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency, Yukiya Amano, says he cannot be sure that all of Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful, as Iranian officials claim.
We cannot confirm that all nuclear material in the country is in peaceful use because Iran has not given us cooperation we need.
Also today, Russia's president Dmitry Medvedev is saying Russia will consider new sanctions against Iran if diplomatic efforts fail. Iran is just one of the issues on the Russian leader's mind today, though. Medvedev is fuming over the dismal performance of Russian athletes at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. NPR's David Green in Moscow reports Medvedev is calling for the resignation of top Russian Olympics officials.
In Soviet times, you'd just assume the Soviet Union would win a medal in hockey, likely gold. A Soviet figure skater would certainly win gold. But in Vancouver, the Russians accomplished none of that, and President Dmitry Medvedev wasted no time. A day after the closing ceremonies, he went on TV with a message for Russia's top Olympic officials. They should write a letter of resignation, he said. If they don't, we will help them. Medvedev also admitted that despite major investments in sports, Russia hasn't yet found a successful system for training athletes. The pressure is on for Russia to fix its problems. Russia is hosting the Winter Games in 2014. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Utility workers from as far away as Michigan are being brought into the northeastern states to relieve weary crews working to restore power knocked out by last week's storm. More than 100,000 homes and businesses are still without electricity there. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.